New Zealand has moved to a new phase of the pandemic as it battles to slow down the rapacious spread of Omicron. The government says it has plans in place to cope with as many as 50,000 cases a day. But opposition parties aren't convinced the country's ready. Here's our deputy political editor, Craig McCulloch.
It's to a new traffic light setting the country wakes today, and a new reality. Omicron among us.
Omicron is now circulating in Auckland and possibly the Nelson-Marlborough region, if not elsewhere.
A mystery cluster in Nelson spurred the action, the country straight into red, as previously promised by the Prime Minister. It means more mask wearing and limits on the number of people allowed in restaurants and at events. Jacinda Ardern says the restrictions will help slow the spread of the highly infectious variant, but won't stop it.
We do expect the number of cases and contacts to grow.
We will see more cases than we've experienced before.
And it could be a lot more. Kiwi modellers are forecasting anywhere from thousands to tens of thousands of cases every day. The government says it can cope with as many as 50,000, though that's not a prediction.
This is a variant that entered into the world's knowledge in November. We still don't have the ability to truly assess, given the very different circumstances of every country, precisely what will happen here.
If the extremes seen overseas do eventuate here, it will force a shift in the government's approach. Internationally, the Omicron onslaught has caused chronic staff shortages and empty shelves, with entire workplaces being taken out sick or needing to isolate. The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, says the rules will change as the outbreak escalates. That's likely to mean increased use of rapid antigen testing and shorter isolation requirements.
We're working very hard to make sure we don't see that level of disruption, but inevitably there will be some.
More details will be released on Wednesday, but the opposition parties say that's not good enough. They want answers now.
Government's just trying to buy time because it's unprepared.
I think we're still not prepared enough.
Now they're on the hop, let's hope they get organised quick.
Is it enough? To be honest, there were a lot of questions that weren't answered.
Those questions come from all parties, National, the Greens, ACT and the Māori Party. They want to know when and how rapid antigen tests will be available, the same for N95 masks. National's leader Chris Luxon says the summer should have been used to ramp up the booster campaign.
The government hasn't been prepared for it. We haven't learnt the lessons from overseas. And importantly, we've got to just stop the talking and get into the doing.
Cabinet is meeting tomorrow, and on Wednesday, the government will have more to say about its future steps. In the meantime, the agenda for the public is simple: get boosted and devise a personal support plan in the event of catching Omicron.